Houston, we're getting some really big numbers in Del R and Del V.
All right, I understand, Jim.
Suggest, do we want to proceed with this, or should we just leave him alone?
Apollo 8, say again.
Do you want us to accept these, or should we leave him alone?
Stand by. This is due to the fact that in bypassing the Trunnion bias check, you still have big numbers left in those registers. So if you go ahead, after you do the Trunnion bias check, then those numbers will become small later. But do not accept the mark now.
Understand you.
And we have a TLI plus 11-hour update for you when you're ready to copy.
TLI plus 11.
Roger, Bill. TLI plus 11, and this assumes no mid-course correction number one. It's an SPS / GNN 63330 minus 163 plus 129er. Are you with me so far? Okay, 013-56-4759er minus 00489er plus 00000 plus 47250177144000, not applicable, plus 0001 9 or 7 4 7 2 5 3 5 5 4 4 7 0 5 0 1 2 1 2 7 8 2 5 6 0 2 3 up 2 6 5 left 1 8. Are you with me so far? Okay, plus 119er 7 minus 1 6 5 0 0 1 2 6 8 1 3 5 6 0 8 0 5 0 4 6 5 3 GDC align north set stars roll 0 6 8 pitch 0 9 or 7 yaw 3 5 6 college none other 1 fast return T37 delta V equals 7 9 or 0 0 for Indian Ocean. Number 2, high speed procedure not required. Number 3, assumes no mid-course correction, number 1. Over.
All right, here, TLI plus 11, SBS GNN 63330 minus 163 plus 129er 013564759er minus 00489er plus 0000 plus 47250. You copy so far?
Yeah, I'm with you so far. All right, Houston, that's affirmative. I'm with you.
Roll 177-144-00 NA plus 00197-47253-554-47050 12-127-826 correction 256 023 up 265 left 18 copy so far.
Yeah, I'm with you so far, Bill. Go ahead.
Plus 119 or 7 minus 16500 12681 35608 0506 correction 050-4653 North set 068-097-356 0 Ullage Note 1 Fast return B37 Delta V 7900 Indian Ocean 2 High speed procedure not required 3 Pat assumes no MCC1 over.
That's all correct, Bill.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
Roger, Mike. I might give some comments on B-23 data. The auto maneuver was quite accurate. Looks like we got to the subtiller point in the maneuver. Auto optics put Canopus right where it should be. Minimum impulse control worked as advertised. At the altitude at which I started to do the sightings, we have a definite hazy band line. The filter gives the Earth a glow, sort of an orangey glow. It's very indefinite of where to put the star. But there does seem to be a solid line where you might expect the horizon to be that appears through the haze where we expect the atmosphere to be. I followed the procedure which we had done up at MIT about utilizing the top of the haze layer as a definite line for the sightings. In regards to the optics calibration, it was very difficult to find a star in the landmark line of sight due to the bending of the S-4B.
Roger, Apollo 8, we copied that, and we'd like you to do that trunnion check, that calibration, prior to your next set of sightings.
Roger, will do. Canopus just disappeared from view, and maybe we get a little time here. I'll try and get a calibration the first thing.
Roger, understand.
And Houston, we've rewound the tape. You can dump it at your convenience.
Roger, Bill, thank you. Are you still picking up anything on VHF?
Are you playing anything?
Affirmative. Roger, thank you.
What's our altitude now?
You're about 22,000 miles.
Okay.
Give or take 1,000 feet.
I'll go ahead and turn VHFA off in that ring.
Roger, Bill, thank you.
That was some pretty nice music while it lasted.
I'll bet so. Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
We're going to have to wait until we get the high gain antenna locked on again to dump the tape.
Okay. And you about ready for us to go to the PTC attitude?
Stand by one. Houston?
Go ahead.
We'd like to hold off on the PTC and get some more P-23 information. We'll have some more details of that for you shortly.
All right.
Mike, what I'm doing now, I'm flying over to Star Sirius.
Apollo 8, Houston, you faded out completely on that, Jim. I heard Frank, but you faded when you began talking. Say again.
Roger, I've switched to Sirius, the second star, the first set, to see if I can get an optics calibration on it at least.
Roger, that's fine. We'll have some more good words for you shortly.
Thank you.
Houston.
Go ahead.
Jim, on your P-23, we'd like you to go ahead and do the calibration and then use star number 15 and take three sets, followed by star number 16, two sets. Over.
Roger, Houston, that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to get 15 for an optics cal. It was very difficult with a bright Earth to find a star that we could get into the sextant. I'm trying to use the auto optics in P-23 to get the star. We have that now. We're trying to maneuver the spacecraft to bring the trending to zero so we can get the landmark line of sight.
Roger, understand. And I also have your PTC attitude, which is different than you have. I'll give that to you whenever you got a free moment.
Ready, copy.
All right, PTC attitude will be pitch 242, yaw 020. Over.
Pitch 242, yaw 020. Copy.
Very good, thank you.